A new peer-reviewed research from Edith Cowan University and the Anhui University of Technology in China found out the perceptions of child sex tourism in Chinese tourists. While in some countries child sex tourism is prohibited, the scope of it isn't enough to deter offenders from performing it outside their home country. In Australia, it's a crime to be involved in child sexual exploitation overseas, and offenders can be prosecuted. However, some other countries like China and the US, while the perceptions of the offense are negative, they don't have strict laws against the crime outside their jurisdictions. I started asking Associate Dean of Law at the School of Business and Law from Edith Cowan University, Associate Professor Joshua Aston, the scope of the research.
My current social legal research highlights the issue of modern slavery, particularly in the context of child sex tourism. Now, it will be very interesting for your audience to know that unfortunately, slavery is not a crime in almost half the countries in the world. So now, the legal ownership of people was indeed abolished in all the countries over the last two centuries, but in many countries, it has still not been criminalized. So in other words, almost half the countries in the world, there is no criminal law penalizing either slavery or slave trade. So to be precise, we are talking about 94 countries where you cannot be prosecuted and punished in a criminal court for enslaving another human being. So given the world we live in, my research becomes all the more very important. So just so that the listeners are aware, modern slavery is something that captures the conduct which constitutes slavery or slave-like offenses. And generally, we would include forced labor, deceptive recruitment, or debt bondage, human trafficking, and other forms of worse child labor in this. And with regard to child sex tourism, we would say that it is a situation where people would travel locally or internationally to engage in commercial sex with children.
Now, according to your research, children equates to 21% of victims of commercial sex exploitation around the world. So what's the overall perception of this topic in some countries, let's say the US, China and Australia?
That is a very interesting question, I would say, particularly because the United States and China rank number 3 and number 4, respectively, in the list of countries which attract most of the tourists. Now, given the hidden or clandestine nature of human trafficking, it is almost impossible to understand the full scope and the scale of the issue. We have the data received from the International Labour Organization, which says that 40.3 million victims are trapped in modern slavery. Of this 40.3 million we're talking about, roughly 10 million are children under the age of 18. Now, that is a lot. Now, to answer your question directly, there is a great impetus in these countries now than ever before, I would say, to end this crime. Now, all these countries are firstly bound to observe the United Nations guiding principles on businesses and human rights. And they're also bound to implement the United Nations Protect, Respect and Remedy framework. So all these years where people have been talking about corporate social responsibility, now in the same pitch, people are and businesses are echoing the concept of corporate human rights responsibility. So I see that as a change. Now, most of these jurisdictions have also implemented special modern slavery laws, like what Australia did in 2018. And overall, I think it is a unanimous observation that child sex tourism is a socially deviant and illegal behavior. So although you would have countries like China and Australia who are signatories to the Convention on the Rights of the Child, you still have United States who has signed but not ratified that convention. So this does not in any way indicate that United States is perceiving this as a less serious issue. In fact, U.S. is among the other 185 countries which is a state party to the Palermo Protocol, which basically prevents, protects, and punishes trafficking of persons, especially women and children.
Now, the research was focused as well on Chinese citizens' perspectives on the topic. How do Chinese citizens see child sex tourism according to the results of the research you conducted?
I have to admit that the amount of sensitivities attached to this topic make it extremely risky to work around this area and to gather accurate data in this area. But we know now, particularly, that the nature of this crime is transnational and the extraterritorial sexual exploitation of children should be treated as a universal crime against humanity in all jurisdictions. Unless this is done, very little would be achieved. Now, the outcome of the interviews were very clear. Chinese citizens carried a negative perception towards child sex tourism, and they considered to be hand-wriggling. In their own words, they said it was painful, it was heartbreaking, it was wicked, it was abnormal, and they also said that it was disgusting and nasty. So these are the words that were used by them.
That was Associate Professor from Edith Cowan University, Joshua Aston.